Yet she turned to even greater prostitution, remembering her youth when she was a prostitute in Egypt. She lusted after lovers with genitals as large as a donkey's and emissions like those of a horse. And so, Oholibah, you relived your former days as a young girl in Egypt when you first allowed your breasts to be fondled. That, my friends, was Ezekiel 23, verses 19 through 21, the New Living Translation. Hi, and welcome to the fifth episode of the Mind on Fire podcast, brought to you by mindonfire.com and broadcasting to you from a little storage closet in Irvine, California. Today's episode comes with a warning. I will be reading a story full of sex and religious innuendo, or rather, religion mixed with sexual innuendo. Nothing pornographic about it, but it may contain guilt and sweaty palms. If you find any of these things offensive, you may want to stop now. Or you may want to continue listening. Feel guilty now and confess to your ecclesiastical leader later. So, speaking of ecclesiastical leader, I wanted to thank everybody who voiced support when I talked about the visit from the local church, Mormon Church authorities, with the heads up that I was going to be invited to a disciplinary council, which sounded a lot like proceedings for excommunication. I have not received an invite. It's been, I think, well over a month now. So either there's some real bureaucratic slowdown here, somebody important is on vacation, or I'm not going to get hit with this. And to tell you the truth, I'm not seeking a lot of drama, so I would be happy to not receive such an invitation. But if I did, I would go along, if possible, to the council. Speak my piece, partly because I'd be interested in having the experience and seeing what it was like and reporting that to the rest of you. But at this point, it looks like maybe it won't happen. And to be honest, I really am ready to be done with Mormonism and with this church. And I may even go ahead and submit a letter to withdraw my name from the records of the church, but I'd probably put a good 4, 5, 6 months of waiting time in there just to I want to make sure that I'm doing it for my reasons and not entirely in reaction to these actions taken by the local church authorities. I don't want to be intimidated into leaving. So the nice thing about this is I it gives me time to focus on the things that I care about here on Mind on Fire. And I've been trying to speak less about Mormonism although I still write fiction that covers religion, and that's what today's story is going to have in it. The original concept was going to focus on the Book of Mormon, but I actually switched it to the Bible. So I'm going to go ahead and start reading this. It's called Knowing the Bible. Hi, Pastor Moylan. Thanks for seeing me. This rain just seems to go on, doesn't it? No, you're right. I'm not here to talk about the weather. Well, you see, I seem to have this problem. It's with the Bible. No, no, I believe that it's God's word through and through. I've never doubted that, no, sir. But you might say that I've got maybe too much love for the good book. Right? Now, I don't intend to contradict you, Pastor. Maybe I should start at the beginning. It started, I think, with this good Christian girl named Mandy Reynolds in high school. She was beautiful. And I wasn't the only guy interested in her, what with her Georgia accent and curly red hair and flirty summer dresses and... No, no, sir, you're right. This doesn't have any bearing on my problem, not directly, at least. Well, for some reason, we started dating, harmlessly at first, going to movies and football games and hugging and kissing a lot. We wanted to do more, but we tried really hard not to touch those bathing suit zones. But we'd get pretty close, you know? And then we heard this one speaker at our Thursday night Bible study, and he was kind of like a Christian Tony Robbins guy. Well, by the end of the night, we all signed these purity vow certificates, even the couples we were pretty sure weren't going to stop having sex. But me and Mandy, we meant it. And the thing that really impressed us was that he said that if we always had the good book between us, a big one, not one of those pocket versions, ain't no way we could have sex. And plus, we'd be mindful of the Lord. Right, right. Maybe he said the mindfulness part first. Well, anyhow, looking back, I think we had too much confidence. But that night, her folks were out late, and we ended up in her room. Yeah, I know, that was foolish. But anyhow, we tried to make out with her good-sized, leather-bound Zondervan, NIV Personal Growth Study Bible between us. Well, one thing led to another, and we were, well, grinding pretty hard against each other, fully clothed, but with this uncomfortable book between our chests, and, but I guess it wasn't uncomfortable enough to stop us from, reaching fulfillment. Well, we were pretty deeply shamed, and we spent the next week doing a lot of praying when we were together and reading from that personal growth Bible. But we just couldn't stand it anymore, and I have to say that I put the good book down my pants. I thought it would be uncomfortable enough there to keep us at least from the grinding business, but I guess we may do, so to speak. Well, we broke up after a lot of grinding and praying. Not long after I went to college, anyway, last I heard, Mandy got pregnant and married the guy, had two more kids, and they're divorced now. Right, right, that's neither here nor there, but sometimes I think maybe that old Bible worked, and that I never did get her pregnant, right? No, sir, that's not the whole of it, but... I'll get back on track. So at UOT, I got involved in Campus Crusade, which is a lot of fun. I did some partying, sure, but I always brought a Bible with me on dates, and that turned off some of the girls to where I didn't get second dates. But I was okay with that, because I had in mind that I wanted to settle down with a good Christian gal. Then I met Stella. Stella was a graduate student, TA, and she taught one of the writing comprehension classes. She was dark and sassy and everything I've ever found attractive in a woman, but she wasn't a Christian, well, at least not a practicing one. To tell you the truth, I still don't know what she saw in me. Maybe she saw me as a project? We dated for 2 quarters, breaking up and getting back together almost every month. Sorry, I'll get to the point, as it were. I could tell from our first night that Stella was going to be trouble. When we first started making out, I stopped and pulled my Bible out of my backpack. What? No, it wasn't a hardcover. Yes, you'd think I would have learned by then. Anyhow, when I explained to her how I was a virgin and was saving myself for my wife and that the Bible is there to protect me, at first she was kind of mad, but then it was like some light bulb clicked on. And she swore to always keep the Bible between us when we're getting physical, and that she'd respect my virginity. I was relieved because she was so smart and so like a model gorgeous, and I thought maybe she'd remember how she was saved once, and so. That's not how it turned out, of course. I ended up spending many nights over at her place, and she kept her word. One of the first nights, she brought out this huge Bible that she had checked out from the library. I think I've seen smaller suitcases, you know? And we were undressed within an hour, but that Bible stayed like a wall between us, and there was no grinding, just, touching. Some nights, she would only touch me with the Bible, maybe rubbing me with one in a sheepskin case, but only after touching herself with it. The Bible is less effective when we're unclothed. I see that very clearly now. Well, she had this small hardcover edition that she stuck. Sorry, I think I'll stop there. I can tell you don't really want to hear. I think the worst thing, and I'll stop talking about Stella after this, was when she tore these thin vellum sheets from one Bible and used them to grab me with them. She would read from them first, stuff like about Lot's daughters and David spying on Bathsheba, and most often from the Song of Solomon. What? Oh, just how often were we doing? Oh, I see. You mean that as a rhetorical question. I'm sorry. I'll move on then. Well, Stella dumped me anyway. Started dating another grad student. We never talked again. Though when she gave me back some of my stuff, I also got all of the Bibles she had bought when we were dating. So, now we come to my wife. That's right, my Mary. No, sir. She's not into this kinky stuff at all. And that's the problem. Well, not her problem, but my problem. You see, I did pretty much remain a virgin till our marriage, but without a Bible, it's been difficult to consummate our marriage. She let me put one between us on our wedding night, like it was letting the Lord into our marriage or something, but she absolutely refused to let me do it again. I snuck one into bed with us, you know, just kind of kept it under the pillow where I could see it or touch it if needed, but that only worked twice. Now she makes sure there isn't a single Bible in the bedroom with us, and well, I just can't perform my duty, so to speak. I've had to spend the past week on the couch. I'm worried, Pastor Moylan. You've got to help me, help us. What's that? Normally, you'd consult the good book, right? I can understand your hesitation, Pastor. What if you assigned readings? You know, the Bible's available online now. I can look it up. You've got another appointment? Sure, I understand. Can I stop by later this week? After Bible study, perhaps? Well, that's the story. It's been sitting around, bouncing around in my twisted and perverted little brain for the past few weeks, and finally had to get it out on paper. I personally love kind of this interplay between the sacred and the profane, and it's an area that religions intrude upon all the time, and sometimes I think they make things worse than if they hadn't intruded. So anyhow, I'd love to hear what y'all thought about the story. Please give me feedback if you can. Feel free to comment on mindonfire.com. Thanks, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. You're welcome to remix, tweak, and build upon this work non-commercially as long as you credit us and license your new creations under the identical terms. Thank you.